Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebray and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey.
Welcome to Diving Into Writing. Today we're going to be talking about journaling. And I'm going to start by asking Lucinda what she means by that.
Okay, so I mean writing in a journal, which could mean different things to different people. But so you don't have to be an author or a writer to write in a journal. You could just be someone keeping a record of their thoughts or trying to understand what's going on in their lives. It's a way of being able to analyse your own thoughts and feelings. It gives you that space to have a look at what's happening.
Yeah. So I happen to know that you love a notebook.
I love spending money on notebooks.
So step one is to acquire a notebook.
Ah, but some people do it on the phone.
Ah.
Or the computer. So you don't have to, but I do. I have to physically have a pen and write. There's something about that action of paper and a pen that allows me to take a step out away from trying to be perfect or trying to get it right. Paper to me means that you can make a mess and you can scribble and you can, you know, no one's going to read it, and it's not the final product. So it just, whenever I get stuck writing, and not, you know, when you're writing a novel, and I'll get stuck. So I was trying to think of how to describe someone. So I have to come off the computer and then I have to get my notebook and actually just make notes and come up with something. That's how I work when I get stuck.
So if somebody did it on phone or recording on a little device, it's not really journaling, though, is it? But it sort of is.
It's still writing, isn't it?
Journaling without a journal.
I think there are lots of apps you can get that that promote journaling.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you writing prompts and, you know, as in daily emails saying, write in your journal, or they make it easy to find things and catalogue things.
See, I was thinking that sounds like writing a diary.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Here we are straight away with different ideas on the subject, which is always good.
Yeah.
And in a minute I'll tell you about what I read. I might read out a bit of Virginia Woolf's diary, but probably you'd call it a journal.
You see, to me, a diary is what's happened to you, as opposed to a journal that could be anything.
Yeah.
So a diary is a record of your personal life or...
Yeah. And your feelings about it, not just what happened.
Cause
a basic diary is dentist, appointment, like that. And, of course, we're not talking about that at all. So it's just about the words, but... For me, I think I do a diary. I've never called what I do a journal, and yet I do quite a lot of it, and I've done for years, and I've got the evidence, unfortunately. It was a great big box full of notebooks.
You see, that's
and
something else.
Just throw away.
I don't keep my journals.
Ah.
I don't keep my journals because I've got all sorts in there, and if I actually wanted to find something, I wouldn't be able to find it anyway.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
So a journal for you is a mixture of notes that come to mind when you're writing on the computer and then you need to figure something out, you put in your journal.
Yeah, it's like my dirty work. Mm. Do you know, when you were at school, you could write in the margins.
Yeah.
and that wasn't taken into account. It's like that. Your I don't know whether...
It's your marginal life.
I think that probably shows my age. That...
There's a comment about the book.
No. The margins. Yeah, do they still do that?
I mean, writers do, because I think sometimes editors either write in the margin or on a computer they do tracking and stuff. But it's still interesting to get to the bottom of this, because, you see, I started immediately, when you said about journals, thinking about famous writers who've written a diary.
Brilliant.
Not a journal. But more like what you're describing is something I saw once and thought was very interesting, which was T.S. Eliot, poet, and saw his poem.
Yeah.
It was The Wasteland. And then I also saw all the notes he'd made and all the crossings out he'd made and
what
you might call the margin of his poem. And that was really interesting to see how it had developed.
I don't just use a journal for that. I do use a journal for when I'm struggling with things in life as well. Mm. I sometimes will write how I'm feeling down.
Yeah.
And that is so that I can analyse it.
So far, if we're going to go with your definition, which I'm happy to because I haven't really got a definition of it, we'd be going with that it's usually about a problem. It's either a problem in your writing that you're solving or a problem in your life that you're solving.
Yeah, it could be. Sometimes, you know, when you've got to make a difficult decision and how you might have the positives and negatives...
Yes, yes.
And list those so that you that can help you come to a decision.
I do that by writing the back of my diary. So I think maybe my diary is a bit like a mixture of some of the ideas of your journal. But I still want to go on thinking about it a bit more.
As a writer, there's loads of, you know, if you look up advice on writing, loads of people say you need to keep a journal. You need to write down what you're seeing in life and you might and capture those moments that are ingenious or a way of looking at things.
Or just like we once had the exercise to go and listen to a conversation somewhere.
Oh,
you might put that in your journal. Well, I read this about Virginia Woolf before I lose my place. Yeah. I think it's very good, but you can tell me if it's not anything to do with journaling.
It might be a diary.
It might be a diary. And it's called a diary, actually. It's called A Writer's Diary by Virginia Woolf. But what is more to the point is my belief that the habit of writing, thus for my own eye only, is good practice. It loosens the ligaments. Never mind the misses and the stumbles. Going at such a pace as I do, I must make the most direct and instant shots at my object, and thus have to lay hands on words, choose them and shoot them with no more pause than is needed to put my pen in the ink. I believe that during the past year I can trace some increase of ease in my professional writing, which I attribute to my casual half hours after tea. Moreover, there looms ahead of me the shadow of some kind of form, which a diary might attain to. I might, in the course of time, learn what it is that can make of this loose, drifting material of life. And that's what I really liked. I liked the description of that, this loose, drifting material of life. I thought that was a wonderful phrase. And she goes on a bit over the page. But there's just the last little bit that I thought. Something loose-knit, and yet not slovenly, so elastic that it will embrace anything, solemn, slight, or beautiful, that comes into my mind. And then she compares it to a deep old desk.
You see, I think that could be journaling. Yeah, I think journaling's just wider.
Yeah.
For me... Anyway, I'm no expert.
It's wider than writing your own diary.
Yeah.
Even if you write a lot of stuff in your diary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd liked two things that she said. I like that. What to make of this loose, drifting material of life. And then, I haven't read you this bit though, but you'll know how I like this bit. Now I have done my last odious piece of typing.
Oh, yes. So you don't have to type. Yeah.
That I liked.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, I don't like typing.
No. But that's more a lack of skill with the fingers, isn't it? Than a kind of mental objection, is it?
Well, I think it's coordination. I don't think I'm very well coordinated.
I think what I'm trying to get at is it works a different part of the brain. Yeah. You can feel it works a different part of the brain.
Definitely. That's why some people, I think, why they prefer that feeling of writing onto paper.
Mm.
And this applies to whatever we're calling journaling and diaries.
Because
the most famous diary probably is Samuel Pepys. Diary.
Not Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones' diary is very famous for now, isn't it? But historically, Samuel Pepys, the Great Fire of London, and all that sort of thing, and drinking cocoa. But Virginia Woolf's quite famous diaries. And, all right, Bridget Jones. But Bridget Jones, does that count as a journal or a diary or a what?
The book's actually set out diary-ish. Mm. But then it expands as well. So it's a bit of a combination.
And it's a funny example because it really started as a paper piece of journalism in a paper, didn't it?
Yeah. I've thought of something else. Adrian Mole.
Yeah, I thought that's it. Adrian Mole's a good one, but again, it's a writer writing a diary for someone else. It's not...
Yeah.
It is a bit different from journaling. I think I'm beginning to get the outline. Yeah. And that would be important because if people are supposed to do it to help their writing, then I better get hold of the idea.
You see, I've been quite resistant to doing it every day.
She says half an hour before tea.
Yeah, and I don't like. I think my problem is that I'm too busy writing to journal, if that makes sense.
I was quite relieved when, in an earlier bit, she said about writing, that she set a target of an hour a day. I thought that was quite modest.
And she's a full-time...
And she's had lots of novels published.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she always only wrote for an hour a day. I think if she wanted to, she'd have written all day. But she only set herself to write an hour a day. And then the half hour of her before tea, loose writing or whatever she had to call it.
I follow Ben Aronovich on Twitter because he posts how many words he's written each day, and it's usually less than 500, and he's a full-time writer. And I always think, I've written more than you.
It's satisfying, isn't it, to know these things? It's encouraging.
Yeah.
What else do we want to say about journaling? Are we getting anywhere near a conclusion or something?
Well, I wanted to mention free writing. Mm. You know, free writing where you just maybe set a time limit or a... In the artist's way, they talk about it. Yes. She talks about it, doesn't she? Mm. 3 pages.
Yeah, 3 pages. And the advantage of doing the 3 pages, it's one of her 3 things that she recommends we do every day.
Hang on, just say what free writing is.
And I'm getting there.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, the 3 pages is writing without a care to correcting or editing or thinking even much, and certainly not expecting anyone to read it, because you then are supposed to throw it away. I found that a bit hard.
I would have thrown it away and you would have kept it.
Yeah, but the point of doing it, I do understand, it's sort of like Virginia Woolf was saying, it could impact on your other writing, the fact that you're freer, that you've not restricted yourself or tried to have a particular voice, you've just written.
Yeah.
And that, especially for someone who's inclined to get blocked or has never written before.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant to have that to start with. I think it's really good discipline.
I do like the idea of it, and I do it sometimes. If I'm struggling, you know, to get into, You know how you resist doing what you're supposed to do, whatever that might be. So if I'm supposed to be cleaning the house, I want to do anything except clean the house. Mm. And if I'm supposed to be writing, I want to do anything except writing. So sometimes I do it just to get me into writing mode.
Yeah, I think that's good. A bit like a warm-up.
Yes, yeah. Well, there's no pressure, is there, just to sit down and let your pen move? But I think the point is that you don't stop, isn't it? You don't think, you just write whatever's in your head.
Do you think you could set yourself a task of never lifting the pen off the paper?
I could try. You might not be able to read
it.
I'll give that a go and let you know how it goes.
What else would you do with a journal then? You'd solve a problem in your writing.
Yeah.
You might solve a problem in your life.
I use it for planning. So I wouldn't use the computer for planning. I want to be able to scribble and move back and forth. And
yeah. Would you use it for your goal setting?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about
it. So you would want to refer to it again then?
Oh no. Once I've set my goals, then they go on the computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't necessarily want to refer back to your journal?
No, I always, before I throw a journal away, I go through it and cross out the pages to make sure I've got everything that I need from it.
Yeah.
Or I fold the pages over so that I can say, oh, that one's done.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, and then they go in the bin.
Very good.
I don't burn them. They go in the bin.
What shall I buy you for Christmas? Shall I buy you a journal?
You know what I'm like with journals. I've got loads of journals, but I can't resist them. It's one of the fun things about being a writer.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think looking at it can be very satisfying, just the feel of the book or something about the book.
Yeah, definitely.
Can be quite inspiring. And it's nice when someone's given you one. So I actually did get a very nice one for my birthday, as you may recall. And it feels good to get a gift of a nice book.
It makes your writing important.
Yeah.
Whatever you write, important.
Well, we'd be happy to hear from anybody else about diaries, about journals, and about anything else that they want to tell us.
Oh, yeah, and any pictures of your journals. It'd be great to see. Okay. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at divingintowriting.com. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd like to leave us a review, we'd be ever so grateful. Bye for now.